So anyway, Trump won. Hooray, hurrah. Last time I made a show, the election hadn't even happened yet. Did I think he would win? I had my doubts. What did I think was the case if he did win? That it makes no difference to them. He won because the powers that be don't care, because they've already accomplished what they need to accomplish. So the amount of work, the amount of shenanigans, the amount of, behind the scenes jury rigging that would be required to fix the election, too much work. It would be too obvious. You know? Was it something like 13, 14 million less people voted in this election than the last one? Isn't that interesting? So interesting. Wow. Yeah, we got more people in the country than ever, but somehow 14 million people decided just not to vote. Yeah. Could it be that those 13, 14 million people in the last election don't actually exist? That they were a bunch of dead people or illegal aliens? I don't know. Yeah. Biden got more votes than anybody ever last election. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you didn't have the koofity koof. The koof, koof, cough, cough, the fake demic, and the aftermath of all those, changed voting laws to accommodate the koofity koof unconstitutional lockdowns to use as a basis for a lot of shenanigans, and then say, well, there's no proof there were shenanigans. Yeah, there were plenty of proof, actually. Not that the current administration had a lot of incentive to investigate themselves, but it would have just been too much work. As unpopular as Biden and Harris are, there's no way. They couldn't cook up enough votes. The circumstances that exist right now are not conducive to the level of shenanigans that they were back in 2020. And honestly, it wouldn't really accomplish anything. They've already done what they needed. They've already brought in, don't believe the numbers. Well, these are just the amount, the numbers they're giving you are just encounters. I mean, you have to speculate about all the people that haven't been encountered. You're talking about 20, 30 million illegals got into the country. And those 20, 30 million illegals are all going to have socialist-loving, democratic socialist-loving anchor babies. Who have no wealth. Who don't have a pot to piss in. And so they're going to vote for the party. And policies that steal buckets from everybody else. So now they have a bucket to piss in, right? They redistribute the will. They already accomplished what they needed to accomplish. Let them be president. It doesn't matter. We've already destroyed the country with 20, 30, probably 40 million new illegal aliens that have come in. Who knows how many? Doesn't matter. We already accomplished what we need to. Let Trump come on in. These illegal aliens that Biden and Harris let in have had 4 years to produce numerous millions of offspring, who are themselves going to produce offspring, and they're going to need to rely on government handouts because they already are. And they've already been told that, they can't get ahead because institutional racism, sexism, whatever. And they're going to become addicted to the government cheddar and 8-10 years. It won't matter. The voting base will change so much, it'll make no difference. So, yeah, let Trump win. The amount of shenanigans we would have to participate in, it'd be too obvious. And anyway, it makes no difference. It makes no difference. They accomplished what they need to. They let him win because it makes no difference that he won. Do you really think that if the powers that be wanted Trump to not win, that he would have won? I mean, honestly speaking, if they didn't want him to win, they could have went through the trouble to jury rig everything, because as we all know, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. So give me a break, right? They would have had to go through more trouble to cover their tracks, spend more money, be more clandestine about it. But if they really didn't want him to win, if it was really worth it to stop him, they would have. But they didn't, because it makes no difference. That's all you need to know. Oh, well, in the short term, gas prices will be cheaper. Your lettuce will cost less. eggs will be cheaper, because if you lower the price of energy, which we know Trump will do, then hey, the cost of everything else goes down because all that stuff has to be transported, and those transport costs add on to the final cost of the good. Sure, but in the long term, what does it change? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Won't change anything. You think your vote counts. You think your vote counts. You're all a bunch of slaves. You think your vote counts? Get real. So, yeah. Trump got elected. You're going to see some short-term changes. But these are all just symptomatic. These changes, these short-term gains, these things that are beneficial to the working class person, they're just symptomatic of a bigger problem, an ideological problem. Universities are already controlled by the left. They've already pumped out enough people to the extent that half the population believes in that socialism, communism is a good thing. And even a lot of people on the right have no problem with what they call social safety nets. And we just brought in 30, 40 million more. What have we got now? 70, 80 million illegals in the country? As far as I know, white people might not even be a majority anymore. We don't know how many illegals are in the country. Oh, well, Trump's going to deport a bunch of them. How's he going to find them? Good luck. And by the way, a bunch of them will be able to stay because they've had anchor babies. Trump being elected, in the long run, it'll change nothing. Won't change a darn thing.